Kevin Carey. Kevin is the chair of RNIB and joins me now on the line to talk about the Orbit Reader device, which RNIB has been instrumental in creating. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
It's very nice to be here.
Now, tell us about the Orbit Reader device then, Kevin. What is it all about?
Well, you know, the best way to do these things is to tell a story. And once upon a time, in 2011, at the big Braille conference in Germany, I made a statement that some people thought was rash and other people thought I was mad, when I said that RNIB would lead a global initiative to cut the price of refreshable Braille by 90%. And to that purpose, I already had a pretty good idea in my mind how you'd do that. So I wasn't actually making a wild statement, but I had found what I thought was the right technology to do this. Anyway, RNIB gave me about $60,000 so that we could assemble every single refreshable Braille project in the world that we could find. And we got a consulting engineer, and he scored these against various criteria. And when we'd found two or three that we thought might fit the bill, I went to market to the organizations of and for the blind all over the world and asked them for $250,000 to see whether I could get two or three of these more developed. And we got that done. RNIB contributed about $50,000 to that, so it contributed a fifth to that. And then when we found what I thought was the right technology, I then went to the market again and asked for $250,000 to bring this device to three prototypes and be ready to be put out by a factory. And RNIB contributed a fifth of that, in other words, $250,000 to that. And at CSUN a couple of weeks ago, we launched the product after it had been user-tested. And it comes out at $320 for 20 cells, or about £200 for a 20-cell device. And if you think about the average 30-cell device in the UK is £4,000, you can see that I'm not very good at arithmetic. We've pretty well hit the 90% pay cut.
Yeah, you certainly have. I mean, how... should I ask how that's possible?
Well, it's possible, and I can't give the commercial secret away, but I can give the general principle away. If you think about refreshable Braille, it's hand-constructed, and it's got huge numbers of moving parts, specialist moving parts, because there's eight dots in a Braille cell, and let's say there's 32 Braille cells, and each of those dots has a heck of a lot of moving parts. And the moving parts have to be hand-built and hand-assembled. So if you order 10 cells or 100 cells or 1,000 cells, because it's mostly labor and high-precision engineering, the cost doesn't go down the more you buy. I found a motor technology that I was particularly pleased with that's used in a lot of devices every day. So the more you buy, the cheaper it is. And that meant that we could radically cut all the costs involved in the production because we were using standard parts for standard technology devices to push the dots up and down, which is the big thing in a Braille display. It's a thing that pushes the dots up and down that really counts. So if you sort of think about any device that you've got, more than half of it is the cost of just pushing the dots up and down. The other half of it's a bunch of keys and software, a lot of which, I'm sorry to say, is highly overpriced. So when we put the Orbit together, not only was the device for pushing the dots up and down dead cheap, we also put in software that was dead cheap as well.
Okay, so you've managed to bring all this together. What is the end result? What are we getting with our 200 quid or whatever?
You're getting something quite unusual. Orbit, the manufacturers, may choose in the medium term to retail this, but in the short term, what you've got is a device of 28-dot Braille cells in a very lightweight case, which can provide a reading experience via Bluetooth, so you can read stuff off the internet, or via an SD card, which means that an organization like RNIB can supply you with hundreds of books on a tiny SD card, and you can put it into the machine to read. What that means in turn is that as the price differential widens between hard copy Braille and just sending somebody files, people can choose to have a lot more books, a lot cheaper, than they could have. Otherwise, they could have very few books in hard copy Braille for a lot of money, because hard copy Braille is very expensive. Now, the way this is going to pan out is that every organization that wants to wholesale an Orbit device will be able to have inputs into the design of it. So my guess from conversations I've had is that the RNIB will want Orbit to make a 40-cell Braille display for RNIB with some additional features. And the way that this works is you get what you pay for. So the Orbit device originally was $295. But then we decided that we needed to have Bluetooth, so that put the cost up. And then we decided the keys needed to be more robust, but that put the cost up. So you can turn an Orbit reader, for example, into a note taker. But to do that, you have to pay for the software to turn it into a note taker. So everything you want, you can have, but it's modular, so that you just add features if you want the features, and the features cost the money. So the basic device is $320 for 20 cells, but obviously it's more expensive if you add more cells, and it's more expensive if you want it to be a note taker. It's more expensive if you want to do other things with it. So unlike the current kinds of Braille note takers, which can take it or leave it, this allows big agencies like RNIB to work with manufacturers to build what they actually want.
But the key thing here is that it is going to be considerably cheaper than what is available from some other companies, as you see, in the £4,000-£5,000 bracket.
Knocked down cheaper, yeah.
Yeah. But you're getting a good product. That's the point.
The one thing that was going to worry me when I stepped out on this was not what everybody argued about. There's a lot of argument about where you put the keys, what features you had, what features you didn't have, because blind people have got different opinions. So when we tested it, people kept saying, well, why don't you have the thumb keys there, and why don't you do this? But in fact, the only thing I cared about, the showstopper, was what the Braille was going to be like.
Yeah.
And everybody we tested it with said it was the best refreshable Braille they had ever seen. It was so good, it felt like the kind of Braille you get on public signage. It was that clear.
Wow.
I mean, it was just startlingly good. Much better than the Braille I've got on my 4,000 quid Braille note taker. With regard to timescale, the Holy Grail is to sell 200,000 Braille cells. If we produce 200,000 Braille cells, then the price would be $16 a cell inside the device. So essentially, the fewer you sell, the more expensive an industrial run is. So the time scale depends upon how quickly we can get all the different shareholders, because they'll get first cop at this, to commit to buying 200,000 cells. And I think that'll be the back end of this year. So RNIB are already in discussions about buying 40-cell devices. And I know the American Printing House, Perkins, National Federation of the Blind, and so on, are all in talks as well. So as soon as we can be assured that Orbit will be able to sell 200,000 cells worth in whatever combinations, then we can go on a factory run to produce it at the lowest price.
Well, always good to speak to you, Kevin. Kevin Carey, Chair of RNIB, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.